This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, George is on Skype. Hey, George, what's up, dude?
How's it, Gareth? How are you?
Nice to talk to you. George Meany, and it's time for our little update. You've been all over the world. Where were you last week?
I was in Spain, but you know what my iPhone's doing? It's streaming your app and Skype at the same time. Just hang on a second. Let me switch this app off. There we go.
All right. There we go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, loud and clear. All right. Very nice.
I had you in my left ear on your app and Skype in my right ear.
Well, you can multitask. I've seen you do it. So, George, are you driving at the moment, or have you pulled over to the side of the road?
I'm about to pull over to the side of the road, but I've got my headset in, so I'm all right.
All right. So what do you want to talk to us about today? It is Friday.
Yeah, so I was in Spain last week, and today I'm on my way to the bike show. So
yes.
Or the bike fest, should I call it.
Right.
This bike fest, and, you know, we're very, very thrilled to be part of it. We're the headline sponsor, and it's become the annual event when it comes to bikes. So that's where I'm on my way to now.
Where is it?
It's at Kyalami.
Cool.
And it's happening all weekend. You know, today's day one, and we're having a bike summit today, which we're trying to put together to try and understand what the challenges are that are causing people not to commute to work using their bike.
Right.
Or not buying a bike for commuting. And we think we have the answer from some research that we've done. But this morning we'll be telling. We've had 200 RSVPs, so the room is going to be packed.
Sure. That sounds amazing. All right, but first tell us about Spain. What did you get up to over there? What was the reason that your trip happened? Was it a holiday or was it work?
I wish it was a holiday, but no, it was work. An absolutely beautiful place. The weather is... went to a little place called Malaga.
Yes.
The weather is beautiful during the day, cold at night, much like Johannesburg in winter.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot hotter in the day, and cold at night. And it was a business conference. All the leaders of Auto Trader and the OLX Group got together, and we shared knowledge.
That's fantastic. Were there any interesting new sort of thoughts and ideas coming in from cars and people who have to sell cars and people in the business of you know, building new models and kind of finding new strategies? What was the most interesting part for you?
The most interesting part for me was that the markets around the world aren't that different. The stages of at which those markets are at is where the difference lies. But
right.
Most markets in classifieds seem to navigate down a similar path, with little nuances. But the only difference is there are different stages. So the biggest takeaway for me was, if you deploy a product that is in a first world country in South Africa, for instance, a tech product too early in South Africa, you could lose by just purely by virtue of it's too early.
Hmm. Yeah, I suppose.
So timing is important.
I suppose infrastructural concerns and all that kind of thing are also part of it, right?
Exactly, exactly.
All right.
But onto the world of cars. I'm sure nobody missed the royal wedding on the weekend.
Well, I saw a horse and cart, and I thought of you, George.
Did you?
I thought,
well,
you know, we talk about horsepower and we talk about how things have changed. And I thought, well, some people still use the horse and cart. Look at that. Meghan and Prince Harry. And they really could have had any car they liked. But they did drive away from the castle to the reception in some kind of like Jaguar electric car. Am I right?
Yep. And that's exactly what I want to talk about, is this Jaguar E-Type. It's called the Jaguar E-Type Concept Zero, which is a car built in 50 years ago, 1968, has been converted to a fully electric car. So what was interesting for me is that they took the traditional and the old and they combined it with the modern. And that was a fully electric car, believe it or not.
Hmm. That's amazing. I mean, she looked pretty good in it, I got to say.
Well, she does. Believe it or not, we have a doppelganger in Auto Trader that looks exactly like Meghan Markle.
You should dress her up as a princess every week. I tell you what, sales would skyrocket. Get her driving around Johannesburg and Cape Town and Durban and all over the place and just have her wave at people.
In a horse and cart.
Yeah, why not?
I'll get her permission to tweet a photograph, and then we'll see. You can give me your opinion on whether she's a doppelganger, but let's think she's a doppelganger.
Let's have a look. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Next thing is Ayrton Senna. Everybody knows who Ayrton Senna is. Mm-hmm. Well, McLaren created a car called the McLaren Senna.
Oh.
And Ayrton Senna has taken this car around the track at breakneck speeds, and it's one of the first times a Senna is driving a car with the name Senna on the badge.
That sounds very cool. I think there are a lot of people who would like to buy that. I saw, what was it, that thing that I saw last night? I think it was a Pagani. I don't know what the hell it is. Some very, very rare, very expensive car. I thought of you because I thought they're probably collectors who would go around and snap up things like the Senna McLaren faster than...
Yeah.
They'll part with a couple of million dollars to get that, right?
Absolutely. I think cars like that are the last standing investments in cars because, I mean, as you know, you can buy a Porsche, even some Lamborghinis, and you don't stand a chance of increasing its value. But it's where those niche kind of limited editions lie, where they become investments.
Well, that sounds very good. What else you got for us?
Well, Tesla has ramped up production, as you may know. They were struggling. They've ramped up production. They've managed to get the factory up and running again. They've gone back to the concept of using human beings instead of trying to automate the entire factory. That was their biggest mistake. Mm-hmm. But while they've been getting all of this wrong, Mercedes-Benz has been working tirelessly in the background to create a compact electric car to compete with the Model 3. And this little Mercedes-Benz is part of their EQA concept. I think that this car may just pip Tesla to the post. And they say they want to have 10 electric vehicles on the road by 2022 under their EQ sub-brand.
I'm looking at it right now. The concept EQA, it looks damn good.
A really nice car.
Yeah.
Really nice car.
That's a beautiful
car. They've invested $589 million to get this project on the go.
Hmm. Well, who do you reckon? I mean, because BMW brought out their electric cars, right?
Yep.
And Tesla's obviously the other one. And now you say Mercedes. I mean, is there any reason that we should believe any one of these would have an advantage over the others?
I think it's anybody's race still, Gareth. Tesla is like the iPhone or like Apple. It's a sexy kind of, you know, you want to have it to be seen in the brand. Mm-hmm. Whereas there are many more hundreds of thousands of BMW and Mercedes loyalists. I think the German brands may win out just because of their investments. I mean, you're not seeing stories like this out of Toyota or the other brands. Although I must kind of hold myself back because Nissan Leaf has really made a big difference.
All right, very good. Anything else?
No, that's it in the world of motoring.
Good luck
at the bike fest shortly.
Good luck at the bike fest. And if anyone wants to go, it's at Kyalami, and you can go in and see everything in South Africa to do with bikes.
We've even got a gyrocopter that has landed at the bike fest on show.
I want to see that. All right, there we go. So enjoy, George. I know you've got work to do there. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Gareth.
Awesome. George Meany, the CEO of Auto Trader. Don't forget, Auto Central is on cliffcentral.com Mondays at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss that.
This is cliffcentral.com.